I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Would I kill my own baby to save a village?
Would I go back in time and kill Hitler?
Would I take the promotion at work with strings attached?
Would I eat muffins for the rest of my life if it meant I didn't have to go to school?
Would I have Satan's child?
The Big Ones.
Each week we discuss new ethical questions ranging from historical decisions to relationship problems to brain-busting moral choices.
The questions can be complicated to talk about, but they're always fun to discuss because they force you to look deep, deep, deep within inside yourself. And this time, they're all from the big screen. Will you like what you see, Derek Waters?
What's up? Hey, hey, ho, ho. This is the podcast that can't go, go.
Okay. All right.
I love this podcast. It's great to be back on The Big Ones.
Thank you, Derek. Yeah, we had you on a couple seasons ago, and it was a wild ride.
Oh, that was like the old days.
Yeah.
In the little black box theater. It was really cool to see how far you guys come. I think I was like episode 8.
Oh, wow. Was it first season?
I was low. I was low on the totem.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah.
That was a great episode.
Thanks. It was really fun. I still get recognized when I'm like, when someone like calls me and asks me
they
something.
Go, oh,
they're like,
voice.
I'm sorry to, I know I was calling about DirecTV, but were you on The Big Ones?
Well,
why would you have done that on the deserted island, you freaking weirdo?
No, I think we all had good points.
I don't really remember where we landed.
Yeah, it was,
My acting coach said I made smart choices.
That's good.
I have a podcast coach. I am on a podcast. Hi. I need to be funny. This podcast, I'm going to be funny. That's what I was doing on my
way
over.
Your affirmations.
Yes, I will be funny. I have high energy. I'm not always low energy and monotoned.
Oh.
I have a voice that can modulate.
That's good. So you're kind of branching out.
Yes. Bobby Baker bought a bag of bagels. I still have fun. I'm 39 and I'll be 40 in July, but I still have fun.
What's the party going to be like?
Not sure, but we going to get fucked up.
Wow. Derek, you got to do something crazy.
What are you going to do? Do you
have
any
plans?
I
don't know. I was thinking maybe renting out like a arcade or like some kind of fun thing where like everyone's doing something where it's not
as
like,
opposed to just everyone watching you do something.
Yeah, I mean, I will have like one of those dunk tanks where I'll be ripping on everyone and then they can like dunk me in, which now that was as a joke, but now I kind of want to do
wouldn't that be funny if for your 40th birthday you got a dunk tank and sat in it and let everybody just try to dunk you the whole day?
Yeah, but it's like there's no way I can actually dunk you. You're just, they're just a lot. Well, wait, the dunker or the clown's always like, yelling, hey, you can't fuck me, bro.
Yeah.
I want to be that guy.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
Yeah. But it'll probably be just me and my local, like, Red Box.
What? You watch 40 movies for your 40th?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we do have fun and to look alike. No, I don't know yet.
But you'll do a party, you think?
I definitely think I should.
You should.
You only turn 40 once.
That's right.
And I don't know. I'm not sure. No plans yet. But renting out something. Renting out something. Having a party where people can do stuff. I'm a big.
Sounds great. I'm in.
I like Adventure Land, you know, in Disney World and all the Disney parks. So I was thinking some place that kind of has that vibe.
Oh, okay. Ooh, like a Rainforest Cafe.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Or you could probably rent out Knott's.
Oh, yes, please.
Or like the Ghost Town area, at least.
Knott's Calico? Farm.
Yeah, Calico. It would be fun if you rented out the chicken dinner place.
What's the chicken dinner place?
You've never been? Have you been to Knott's?
Knott's in years.
Oh, no.
I'm being serious about that.
I know.
I went a great, sorry, I have a great not story.
Okay.
I went, my dear friend Keely, her birthday is very close to Halloween, which, not a fan of Halloween, never have been, never will.
Really?
Yeah, I'm petrified of people dressed up. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Even in sexy costumes?
That's different. That is a big one. sorry. back to the story at hand. I was at Knott's, I was invited to a Knott's Scary Farm.
Yeah.
Not my 40th. I'm going to call that right now.
Okay.
Not doing that for the 40th. And her husband at the team said, if you got separated, here's a phone number. It's our buddy. Just call him and then we'll all figure out. Because there were so many people there. Anyway, yeah. They get on a ride and I get lost. I can't find them. And so I call the number. No one picks up. And at the time, I'm now almost a year and a half sober from smoking. I was like, I'm just going to smoke a cigarette. And so I went over on the bench and had a cigarette. And then all of a sudden,
yeah,
a fucking werewolf with a chainsaw just came after me.
Yeah.
And I just stood up and I was like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? And he's just like, and I was just minding my own business.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Derek, you were at Knott's Scary Farm.
Yeah, I was on a bench.
Oh, was that
myself.
A safe space?
I felt like it was a smoking section.
It was interesting.
Anyway, that was just a very awkward.
Did the werewolf kind of like take into account like your grievances?
No. I had no concern on how I felt.
Well, maybe the werewolf is having a bad day.
Oh yeah. Well, if you crave scaring people, your life is a bad day.
That's interesting.
The people that like to scare you.
It is a power play.
It's a power move.
Have you ever done that, like a haunted house or?
No, but I've been a who during Christmas at Universal, and that did scare a lot of people.
Yeah,
a who?
A who? Yeah, from Whoville.
Really?
With
that scared
Grinch.
People? That's cute.
That's
yeah.
Not with the
you
want to
see a picture?
On.
Yeah, I would.
You won't like it.
It didn't. Look
or you might. Right. I don't know. Some guys do.
Hey now, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what a who looks like.
They don't have noses.
Upsetting. No,
oh,
we
boy.
Do have noses, but you do kind of look like a burn victim.
Whoopsie! Did I do that? Let me show you something. Have you ever? Do you like to scare people?
I don't like to scare people.
I don't
people.
Think I do either. Really,
I like to shock people.
Sure, heard these humor. A couple times. Very shocking.
Yeah. And I like to surprise people.
Do you like to dress up for Halloween?
Yeah. If I have somewhere to go, like
favorite
if I have
costume
that I've ever done?
Ever.
Oh, well, it's so like, well, you knew me when I did this, when I was Clementine from
Eternal Sunshine.
Oh, sure. And where did you wear that?
I mean, what do you do
to?
Besides the hair?
I had an orange sweatshirt. I had jeans on. And then I had the sock things over my arms. Yeah, I did the blue hair. And then
did you actually dye your hair or a wig?
No, I like fake dyed my hair.
Like
it was
manic panic or the
like
chalk or something.
Yeah.
Something you got at Rite Aid or Spencer's Gifts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can't find this who picture, so probably it's worse in your mind anyway.
Yeah.
No nose. But yeah. You like Halloween and you like.
I love Halloween.
Yeah, yeah. I love Halloween.
Yeah, and
too.
I actually already know my costume for
what
next
is it?
Year. It's a couple's costume with Matt. It's so good.
What is it?
Can I say, or do you think people will copy?
No.
Okay, so we're going to be. He's going to be Dirty John, and I'm going to be. Connie Britton in the show.
What show?
Dirty John.
You think enough people have seen Dirty John?
In our circle.
Okay.
Well, we don't go out. This is just at home to answer the door.
That's nice.
Do you know That'll Dirty be, John?
I know. I know. I mean,
he
I know
Connie
of it,
Britton.
But.
No,
I
but
know
this
Connie
is how
Britton.
She dresses. So it's like Matt will wear his like scrubs and sneakers and a t-shirt and be kind of disheveled, and I'll dress like an Orange County woman.
Oh yeah,
and we'll both have like maybe I'll have a glass of white wine and he'll have a smoothie.
What's your goal? Like I always think about that. I've never done that. Like the goal of like a couple's or even just a costume. Like what is like when someone goes aww. Like, is that like, yes?
Yeah.
Or is that like,
I think
Dirty John, Dirty John. Do you want that one?
Yeah, I want that. I want that.
Goody. Now, what if I was like, Coach Taylor, Tammy Taylor?
No.
Would you go, no?
Yeah, I would. I'd get mad. but yeah, I don't know. I love Halloween and costumes and and dressing up. And I don't know, it's just, I think it's fun and creative. And I think also my sister was so good at that. So growing up, she would always help me with my costume. Mm-hmm. And like when we went to the Cicada Club, it's so fun. It's this 1920s club downtown that goes like, it's like a 1920s Halloween. So everyone's
Cicada?
Dressed.
Yeah,
Cicada
it's
Club.
Great.
I've never heard of it.
And it's really? That's so fun to do, because one year we went and I dressed up as an airplane and Matt was Charles Lindbergh. And so I literally, good. It was the best costume and people went wild. It was so fun. Yeah.
That's a great time.
I think you invited us and now we couldn't go or something. Mm. I remember. Once though, I was Max Fisher when I first moved out here from Rushmore, and my teacher at, I was at Second City, and my teacher was like, smart.
Oh, see, that really made you smart. Feel good, I bet.
Yeah. No, completely uncomfortable.
But that he called
like,
you smart?
No, that like, what a smart choice. Like, oh, that outfit's very smart. Smart costume.
What would you have rather him say?
Hey, I love Max Fisher.
Oh, okay. It was too cerebral.
Like, I don't want, like, I wasn't like, you know what would be really smart? If I was Max Fisher.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't want to be seen. It was like he was judging you for thinking you were smart for picking that costume.
He thought I spent more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Craig told me to be Max Fisher. Oh. So I was like, oh, that means Craig's smart?
Yeah, and he is.
Mm-hmm. What I hate is a half-assed costume. Not for other people. I get that that's fine. But when I, like, say I haven't prepared for Halloween and it's, like, last minute and we decide to, like, dress up and go out, I'm in the worst mood. I do not like half-assing.
Because you feel vulnerable. You feel like people are judging you and looking at
you.
And
it's just not who I am. I'm not putting my best foot forward. I like to really, if I'm going to do a costume, I'm going to do a costume. Yeah. So,
that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is one of my best qualities.
Well, should we get into our little big one?
Yes.
Sure.
Do you have one?
I have. I'm a little nervous about this one, but it is a real thing.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's good.
We can get
that's
real.
A start.
The my little big one was, I'm sure we're all familiar with general meetings.
Mm. Yes.
Here in Los Angeles is where you have a meeting. You know, it doesn't it might not lead to anything, but you're just meeting with someone. And it was I had a meeting this week with a production company. I was really excited to, this is another term I'm going to throw out, be in bed with.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
No, nothing sexual.
Yeah,
just
it's
like,
just
oh,
a
I would
term.
Like to work with them.
Yeah.
I have a stomach issue and I have had it my whole life. And I knew when I got there, Papa gotta go poo.
Mm. Okay.
Mm hmm.
And I had to take a little big one, and it was the bathroom was right next to where everyone was.
Oh my god!
And okay. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do I risk holding it the whole time?
No.
Having a stomach ache, possibly the worst thing ever could have happened,
totally.
Or do I just bite the bullet and go, "Hey, I'm human." Hey,
yeah.
Throwing my hand in the wind if you want to work with me. I am human. I am human.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
News alert.
Yeah.
And so I did. But the good part was that no one like next to the door was actually in the meeting. But it was just the fact that I know when I have a production company, fingers crossed, I will not have a bathroom anywhere near other people.
It's just
because it feels rude on both ends.
Derek, was it in a bungalow?
Define. Oh no.
No, because I just know sometimes like those little bungalows they're on studio lots. A lot of times they're like almost like one or two rooms. So
and
a lot
those
of times
walls are paper thin.
Yeah, the bathroom is like right there in the office.
I don't like that, and I don't think
it's horrible.
Fair to either side. And I was nervous about bringing this one up because I'm not a. I wasn't like trying to be funny. I was like a real personal thing of like I have stuff. I went before the meeting, but I was like, shh, I really have to go, and I don't know what to do in this situation.
Well,
that's a tough one.
How did it feel after you went? Did it feel?
I definitely like was red in the face and felt like I was really going to talk to all the people in the office to like humanize myself. How long have you guys, I really struck up conversations
with everyone. Did they seem to notice anything?
Mm-mm.
There was no snickering. You didn't see any, like,
was there a fan or a vent in the bathroom?
There was a fan.
Okay.
Which I'm not a fan of bathrooms without a fan.
I know, me
well,
either.
What does the fan really do?
I think, honestly, it's a circulation, but also noise. So, the noise for covering.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still embarrassed about it. So it wasn't really a great little big one.
No.
And I was afraid of the pun. But it was a little big one.
We know.
Yeah, it sounds like
it was.
It was
a big little one.
Maria, have you ever been in a situation like this?
No. I mean, I'm very, like, I'm the same way where I'm, like, when it comes to relieving myself like that, I like, you know, as much privacy as possible.
Yeah.
I love a good, like, upscale hotel lobby bathroom.
Oh, whoa.
You know,
oh my God,
like something
yes.
where like the door, like it's huge and then the door goes floor to ceiling.
It's so nice.
And it's like you're in a closet.
Cheesecake Factory and the Grand Lux Cafe, which I don't think is no longer in the Beverly Center, they have the best bathrooms.
Yeah.
It is like that hotel.
It's the best
size. Like, it's so great.
That's well, the
one time
mean.
I was on a long drive home from the West Side and I had to go bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like in Koreatown. So I was like, where am I going to go in Koreatown? It's just like a bunch of like little strip mall businesses and you never know if they're going to let you use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always like the Starbucks or the Coffee Bean, but then that's also kind of precarious. Like, mm-hmm. you don't know if they're going to be nice and you don't know if they're going to like make you purchase something
right.
or. But anyway, I ended up finding a parking spot right in front of the Lion Hotel. It was just kind of like
Whoa.
A hip hotel in Koreatown. Yeah. And I ran in and the bathroom was amazing. It was so dark in there.
Wow.
Like you wouldn't have really been able to see another person. And it was the floor to ceiling.
Not even see another person.
I mean,
person.
Dim, like make out their face.
Use a flashlight to
It
get
was
there.
Like candlelit.
Wow.
Whoa.
No windows. It was
Whoa.
Great. But
that is a dream.
You know, as someone else, sometimes I have stomach issues too, especially if there's nerves involved.
Yep.
So I've had this issue before at auditions where sometimes I just can't stop myself before auditions.
Do you think it really is? Because I'm always torn going like, you don't have to go. It's just your nerves. Relax. It's
really?
Fun.
You think it's your anxiety making you think you have to go?
I go in between.
Well,
there's two
sometimes.
Things. Sometimes I think the body does it for if something is uncomfortable. If you're in an uncomfortable situation, sometimes I feel like my body does have to go, but it's also mentally going like, here's a way to get out of the situation.
Interesting.
It's not like I made up poop. It's not like this poop is... Imagine I don't have an imaginary
right phantom
but,
shits
right yeah but I don't know I do think that I mean there's it's not a coincidence like you scare the shit out of me that's a phrase that
yes,
that's a real thing
totally
that when you're nervous that can happen
yeah it's like some people would vomit you know it's like your body trying to expel the fear.
Sure.
Basically. But it's such a tricky situation. But the worst thing, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you guys, is if you clog a toilet.
You've done that?
I've done that. When I was a kid, I was at a friend's house. I went on a trip when I was like 10 to visit my best friend who had moved to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be my neighbor. And it was like a household with four kids and two parents and one bathroom. I think it was one bathroom. And I clogged that toilet.
Oh, my God.
And I did not know what to do. I stayed in there for probably 45 minutes, just continuing to flush.
The water just overflowing?
The water never overflowed. I think eventually, like, I managed to work it out.
Okay, so
they
must have known.
Then who do you go? Do you go to your friend or the family?
I went nowhere. Parents? I didn't go anywhere.
Did you have a plunger in there?
No, it ended up working itself out. Like, I was able to flush and wait and flush and wait enough so it finally
minutes?
That's
came
a good
through.
Lesson,
and
isn't it?
But they were all right outside in the living room watching TV, so you know they were, like, wondering what was wrong with this their house guest who was in the bathroom for 45 minutes.
That's your something about Mary scene.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so horrible. But, you know, as a kid, you're able to just... I was so humiliated, but also, like, I thought maybe they didn't really know. But now looking back and as an adult, of course, they were like, what is this young woman doing in there?
How old were you?
It's like 9 or 10, I think.
Oh.
Wow.
It was horrible.
They should have checked on you. No offense to, like...
I know. But that would have made it worse almost. Like,
I'm fine. Like, one of
those.
Oh, just, are you okay?
Yeah,
just
I'm fine.
Hey, just making sure you're okay. If I have a child over here, 45 minutes in the bathroom, I want to make sure they're not like making themselves
sick.
They're sick or maybe. Something. They're ill. I know. I mean, it's possible that you're
taking a shower.
45 minutes, you could have been dead.
I could have been dead. I wish I were dead.
If you look at the statistics, you can 45 minutes
if
being
you
underwater.
If you
don't
check
if you
on
don't
someone
breathe,
in the first 45 minutes, they're
I swear to God,
dead.
If you don't breathe for 45 minutes, most people die. I'm serious. I've done the statistics. I have the charts.
But I want to say overall, when it comes to this situation, I think it is better if you can to let it out. Because what you said before, the worst case scenario of the other option is much, much worse than like kind of being embarrassed.
Yeah.
I did that on a date, but it was like I had to drop her off. It was like a day date. You know, those day dates.
Yeah, those are nice. Those are fine.
And I was like, I have so much work to do today because whatever. I don't want to tell that story.
Okay.
But, okay,
that's
fair. But my dad put it best. He goes, well, now you don't have to worry about anything because you've been through the worst.
Was there a world where you said, excuse me, I have to take this important phone call and ran and found another bathroom on the lot or wherever
I
you were?
I was driving and I knew I was going to shit my pants.
No, not in the story of the day date.
Oh, and your thing too.
Oh, sorry. Haven't got over that one. Day date shits. Everyone got that day date shit. Was there an
was
option
it on
that
a
I could?
No.
It was in like a building or something.
Yeah. There was no like
there
other
was no
bu-
number. There was no number, other choice.
There was no number two bathroom.
There was just one number two bathroom.
Right. Yeah, that's you know what I think you did the right thing. The only people that would have judged you were the people right around the bathroom, and that's because
I sometimes go like. If I have friends over and someone goes to the bathroom, I'm like, couldn't you have like waited? Or couldn't you have done that before you came
so
over?
So you're judgmental of other people.
Oh, I'm extremely.
I don't like poop really at other people's houses, though. It's mostly, if it's just my own house, I'll go.
Wow.
Yeah, I.
Because I just poop right in the morning.
I don't have any poop shame. Do you take probiotics?
Oh, yeah.
I just started.
Oh, they're amazing. They'll help
life changer. Now I know when I go.
Oh, they'll help your stomach so much
it's
if you're
really
having belly issues,
me
too.
So far.
Oh, yeah. And collagen powder you might want to try.
Collagen
and bone broth. They're both supposed to be.
Powder.
And collagen powder is what I thought you said.
Collagen and powder.
Huh.
Collagen.
Your mouth is like you're being blocked by your microphones. They're just like, collagen. Oh, so collagen. Okay, collagen.
I'll show you before you leave what I use it to help
Thank
my stomach.
You.
Yeah.
Sorry, I hope your audience wasn't grossed out, but we're all human.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, and I love talking about this stuff.
Yeah, you she's do? A big belly issue girl. She loves to talk about the belly
issues. What do you do? We'll just touch on this and then get to the big one because it's fun today. But what do you do when you go into a public restroom or a restaurant room at a restaurant or something and it's pre-stinky? Okay, so you go in and you're going to go and you know the person behind you is going to think you stunk it up. Do you say something?
No.
You don't. You just let it pass.
I also stay longer so they go to the next one and they don't judge me.
Yeah.
But I was at Disneyland 2 days ago, not to name drop. Really great bathrooms. I went a lot.
What bathroom are you talking about? Which one is the best?
You got to give me a second on that, because I was really there's always someone in there cleaning.
There always is, yeah.
Which you would think like, oh, that place would be the worst. There's kids everywhere, but what I don't like, or what makes me uncomfortable, a warm seat.
Ugh, that's horrible.
Then I have to imagine whose ass I'm sitting on.
Yeah, but do you use the seat protectors?
No, I wipe. I wipe.
Sorry that there's some construction noise. My husband's building a fence.
That's code for Derek has shits.
Sorry for the construction
noise.
My husband's
building a fence.
My husband's building a fence. Just say it. They'll believe it. Thank you. What were we saying?
Oh, the warm seat. You don't use the seat covers.
I just do the, I just take the toilet paper and wipe it. Just, I think it's a mental thing. You can't get sick. We've seen the Penn and Teller episode.
Yeah, they did. They did do a.
Oh, that you episode. Can't get sick from that.
Or that there's more, not many germs on seat covers or something.
Oh,
or
interesting. But I mean, you got to wipe the seat if after you.
I think it's mental. Yeah. No, I mean, not mental, but like.
Well, it's, boys, it's ill unless you're pooping. It's
illegal? Is that what you're about to say?
Well, for girls, it's illegal.
But you know what's crazy about being a boy is if you're in a stall, then you're already telling people you're pooping.
Right. Girls, it's like ego it's, either way.
Yeah. That. But mm-hmm. when a guy goes in a stall, you know he's pooping, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Or he's peeing weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I will say this, and I've never heard anyone talk about it. Is I forget to pee when I take a shit.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
After I go to the bathroom, I always go, oh, I got to go back. Like, because I didn't
That's
think about
something
peeing.
Women don't right. deal yeah. with at all. Because it just all comes out. And sometimes a baby expels. Does, too.
A baby does, too? Yeah.
If you're not careful, yeah.
Wow.
It's all jumbled
Your mic
up.
Keeps blocking your mouth, and I'm like a good lip reader. I thought you said, and a baby dust. I thought there was baby dust that comes out, like pre-baby, like there's dust. Like before the water breaks, there's dust.
It's fairy dust.
Okay, should we get to the big baby? Yeah, I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, uh-oh. Point taken.
Turn the fan on.
Take a big one.
Go take a big one.
Maria's husband's building a fence.
Don't mind the noise.
Oh, it's always fun.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing about
yeah,
that.
Sharing
stuff.
Is caring.
Yeah.
And it is something I've always had trouble with it. And I always go to the doctor to make sure I don't have, because my fear is if I have celiac and I got to be one of those gluten free assholes.
Oof. I know. But have you been diagnosed with anything? Or are you just, is like maybe
irritable, like IBS. All that stuff. And then they just say it's stress. Like, I'm always nervous and it's hard. Like, I Disneyland, I love. It's such a, like, dream and nightmare for me because it's my favorite place, but crowds are my biggest nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like going up against your fear, but it's also at the place you love. But
yeah.
I get really, I get anxious.
You do.
In crowds. And I don't even know what my fear is. It's like, my dad's claustrophobic, and I think some of those things like have seeped into me of like, I know it's not hereditary, but I think I just grew up on like, I need to be on the aisle. I need to like be by a door. Like,
interesting.
That like crowds just really.
And a lot of times at Disneyland, you're literally like in a line in a cave.
Oh, yeah. Even in a fast pass situation.
So do you have a pass?
What
do
you guys talk
about? Oh, I got a season pass. Yeah.
Oh, just that his stomach issues might be caused by fear. Or like nerves.
Anxiety.
Anxiety, yes. Yeah.
I'm an anxious guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I run anxious.
Uh-oh, oh, he's showing us his guns.
Oh, I'm very anxious to show you these.
That's horrible.
That's pretty good. I liked that. Do you work out or?
I have a Peloton.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
And do you like
I got it?
It
for my girlfriend. Yeah, I love it.
I the gotta reason, get one.
Wait, what is it? Are they live classes?
That's what, that was my fear. Now, let me tell you something. They're not live because that he was talking about shit in your pants. That shit on a bike on that one. I ain't going to do no live one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you, as you can, I'm not in shape. So when I say these things, I don't want someone listening to my voice and think, oh, that guy must be buff and ripped and in shape. So when I say these, this is why I think it's a really smart workout thing is because you have shoes. You have like your own Peloton shoes and you're locked in mm-hmm. to yeah. the bike. So psychologically, I always am like, I put 45 minutes in here. I'm going to somehow do 45 minutes. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but each day they have different classes and you pick which class you want, like judged by the trainers or the amount. So you
and are the trainers hot?
Some. Sure. Some are real annoying too. Mm. It's really fun. And you can cuss too at them, which I like. So you get like pre-taped ones and then you're on a bike and you have weights and you either like sit or stand on the bike. You can do like that and you're like they'll tell you like, okay, turn it up five more. And
right.
Like,
yeah. Like a spin class.
And I hate, like I said, I'm not a workout guy, but I really like it because it's fun. And then you see like, compared to yesterday, I did this. I'm going to try to beat that. And then you're also, you can be live with people that are doing that class now.
And
just
see
like, you're competing with like, oh, now I'm this
one. Oh, you don't see video of
them. You see their stats.
Yeah, yeah.
Some guy in his basement.
Tubby.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. No, I need to get something
and
like that.
And scenic routes. I went through San Francisco the other day.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
I bet
but
that was
Hawaii,
hilly.
Like, you can go. What's that?
I bet that was hilly.
Oh, very hilly. Hilly. But, yeah, scenic routes. Anyway, I've never had fun, like, working out. So it's like, I really think it's a smart invention.
You can do
and
from home.
And you can do
awesome.
Live if you wanted to.
Okay, see, that's the only way I would be able to get through a class.
We should go
if it was live.
In on one together.
They'll be like,
and share,
share it.
Manda, you can move. Do it. Happy.
Do they know your name?
They can see it, yeah.
Okay, see, I think that's pretty cool.
Wait a minute. The live people can see your name.
No, the trainer can.
So there'll be like a live class and he can see who's in the class.
Okay.
If you choose to do the live, live.
Okay, this is
but what
crazy.
I do is I do the pre-taped
you don't
classes
want that.
With the live people playing.
Yeah, so you can kind of compete and
yeah,
have your competitiveness.
That's my Call of Duty.
Okay.
You well, know there's gamers.
Yeah.
A spin
yeah.
class is really good for you. I mean, for cardio. I mean, that's really good.
But, and mentally.
Yeah. Oh, God.
We got to work the mind out.
Mental health. It's
let the
so
mind
good.
Work yeah. out.
I need, I, oh, God, I want one. Could you get me one for your 40th birthday? I would love it.
Okay.
I mean, they're pretty expensive, I think. But why don't you just do spin class at like a place?
Because it's just different. It's about it's about the convenience of having it at home. And spin classes get expensive. And also, I don't like working out with other people. It scares me. And I
also
don't.
Also, this like new thing. Sorry, I've done this flywheel over there.
Oh, sure.
Like, turn it up! Turn it up! Like, it's scary
Let's
in there.
Let's pump it up!
Yeah. Like, it seems like I've never been to an ecstasy party, but it feels like an it seems very aggressive.
Yeah, I don't get down with, like, soul. I've never done Soul Cycle or any of that stuff. So.
I've done ones where like the lights are off and there is like really loud music and then there's like it's like they try to make it like a club atmosphere.
Yeah. There's this one in New York and they have one here. It's called Rumble.
Come on. When I started this thing, I started it at 8:30 last week. I had two people. Now I got 11. Now come on. A lot of your friends chose to do brunch on Sunday. You guys chose to work out. That's why I love you. One, two.
Yeah, I've seen that energy.
I remember, Rumble. Yeah.
It is true. They do say, you guys, you chose to be here today. Come on, guys, let's work it out.
Yeah,
let's earn those mimosas.
You know what I always think? You know what I always think when I'm on the bike class? I think, because it looks like we're like heading into war. Like, what if there was a war and it was all these women cyclists on their stationary bikes going up a hill?
Well, sometimes I do wonder, why don't you just go on a bike ride outside?
What's that?
Sometimes I do wonder, why don't you just go on a bike ride outside? Like, you could get somewhere.
Yeah,
you're not going anywhere.
You guys realize you're just staying in bikes?
Yeah, well, that's what I think, because we do have bikes here. It's like, I could just, like, ride to Trader Joe's.
But,
But it's not
then
as concise.
You
gotta
park it, you don't know, I was going to steal it.
That's true, that is true.
I vouched her, come over. There's a great bike path up in Burbank. It's really nice.
But on your inside your house on that...
No, go on an actual bike ride.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant come try your thingy.
Oh, you can.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you can try my new one.
Before we get into this, we have to do what we do,
which is ask people to join our Patreon and to leave some reviews. Derek, can you tell them? Because men have more pull.
They'll
than
listen
women.
To men. They won't listen to women. So just like threaten them.
Okay. So the thing that's really cool about this program.
I don't know anything about it.
No, you got to do it like a guy. You got to go
do
it.
So
tell people to rate and review us on iTunes.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
The big ones.
No. The company, though. Behind.
iTunes.
Oh, that's all you?
Yeah.
Yo, so when I finish going on my Peloton and working out and like being buff as fuck, I like to find out what people are going through, you know, because I'm all about the mental health and find out what people's big ones and even the fucking little ones. So I go on iTunes, I click subscribe on the big ones, and I listen to that shit while I'm fucking.
Oh my God.
That's so good.
And you know?
Yeah, that's great. So rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review on iTunes. It's the big ones. Don't be a dick ones. Be a big ones.
And then.
Yee, yee.
Oh, that's.
Yee, yee.
Oh, God.
I am a working out monkey. Yee, yee,
oh,
yee.
My God.
Okay. And one other little.
And join our Patreon.
Don't forget. Join the Patreon. Be a patriot.
Okay, let's do the big
one.
Let's
do it. Huh? I'm excited.
Okay, so this is from a movie, and you can guess which one it's from when I'm done.
Big.
You are a sexy rookie cop on a desperate hunt for a serial killer with your colleague, a sexy veteran cop. A crazed killer named Kevin Spacey decapitates your pregnant wife and delivers her head to you in a box. He wants you to kill him and become the manifestation of wrath, thus completing his mission of showing the world the filth and consequences of committing the seven deadly sins. Do you kill this man to avenge your wife, knowing that's exactly what he wants you to do? Morgan Freeman thinks you shouldn't. Do you know what movie this is from?
Seven.
Yeah.
Huh.
You seen it?
I love that movie. I was just trying to remember if he did it.
Well.
Can I give a spoiler?
He does.
Yeah.
I just saw it for the first time 2 days ago.
What the fud?
I know.
Did you watch it with Craig?
Yeah.
It's such a good movie.
He was on his computer most of the time. But...
That must have been so fun. Oh, what a dick. I would have loved to watch that with you. To see your face when they... Did you know it was going to be in the box?
Yeah, I knew the what's in the box.
Oh, you just know that line.
You know, I've seen... I knew.
You've seen that meme.
Oh, yes. What's in the box? And it's like Amazon. Yeah. You know, it's something yeah. Oh. Like that. Like, when Amazon comes to the door, what's in the box?
Is that real?
No, I think oh, I should make I that.
You should That's a make good that. One.
That's really good.
So, overall, you liked the movie. Was it what you...
Yeah.
It's scary, right?
It's scary, but it's very 90s thriller, which, of course, I love. But you've got very sexy people. I mean, in the 90s had very sexy people, sexier than they are now. I'm going to say that right here.
Oh, wow.
The young actors of the 90s were sexier than the young actors of today.
Who else do you have?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's lovely.
Although I asked Craig if he thought she was hot, and he was like, "Well, she's very beautiful, but yeah. I, you know, it's not like...
I mean, you marry her, right?
You don't F her."
Yeah. I don't know.
I've always thought she was gorgeous, but I think it's a girl's...
Well, yeah, she's a girl's elegant. Girl. She's very elegant.
Yes.
So, but yeah, she's not, you know, she's no Angelina Jolie.
Well, right.
What is that? Do you think it's like there's pretty girls and then there's like hot? And what is hot? It's like, does that mean like raunchy? Like what?
Tits and ass. Get myself a fancy pair. Tighten up that derriere. Do the rest. Oh, do my nose with it. All that goes with it. Tits and ass.
What's that, Amanda?
It's from A Chorus Line.
Wow.
I thought that was the new Me Too.
The theme song.
Song.
The rally song. The Me Too rally song.
Tits and ass.
That's all the women singing together on their bikes, nowhere.
Tits and ass. Wait, what is that from, though?
That's from A Chorus Line.
Oh, Chorus Line. Okay. Yeah. So, but Gwyneth Paltrow is beautiful.
She is beautiful.
Yeah. But she's not hot. She wouldn't walk into a room and the guys would go, "Oh, ooga."
Well, she's no Jessica Rabbit.
Ooga. Wait, so what's the question?
So basically you're this serial killer who you've been hunting, trying to get, just delivers your wife's head in a box
you
to you.
You don't see it, but you know.
Well, obviously your first instinct is to kill him, right? He wants you to kill him, and that's the only way he's going to carry out his grand plan of manifesting all seven deadly sins, because you're wrath.
And right. He was envy. Kevin Spacey says... I killed your wife. Although this seemed a little like far-fetched, where he was like, I was envious of your life. That's why I killed your wife. So I am envy and you are wrath.
Mm, interesting.
How did he know anything about his life?
Oh, because he was a serial killer.
It's Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
That's true.
And he had been on the scene before. He was the photographer at one of the crime scenes. And he was like, he was following them.
So it's basically like, of course you want to kill this man, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we can all agree that that's what you would want to do. Like, mm-hmm. he's literally there being like, kill me, I just decapitated your pregnant wife.
And he didn't even know she was pregnant.
Duh.
So what do you do? What do you do? But he wants, I would think in my, it would be so hard not to, but I think like, don't give this idiot what he wants. Like, make
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but do you have the wherewithal at the time? Because at the time, he's going, what's in the box?
It's right at that moment.
Yeah, and then he, in the movie, he's going like, he's going back and forth, and then an image of her pops into his head, and that's what makes him do it.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it's a hard place to be in.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I guess, you know, off the bat, I don't want to kill him because, no, I don't want to make him. But then again, he's dying. So it's like, okay, so he gets what he wanted.
What do you mean? He's dying. He's
going
to
be dead.
He's going to be dead. So he got what he wanted. But for it's not like he then
yeah,
can
it's not like
glow.
He can rejoice. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good point. It's like, what does it really matter? All the damage is done. Yeah. And don't you just want this man off of the planet?
But do you become the legacy because you didn't break it? You know, like
that's
the Kevin Spacey character. Do we remember his name? I can't think of it.
I think it was Kevin. He was playing himself
oh,
in
yeah.
that. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, you... He becomes, oh, he was that serial killer that did seven deadly sins, and then you're almost like the bad guy because you
proved his point.
You proved his point.
That's
so that's
exactly
the hard
it.
Part because off the bat, I agree with you is that, well, he just killed my wife and the baby. Like, I don't care if he gets what he wants. I want him dead. But it's like, A, that ain't going to bring her back.
Yeah.
Or baby Tony. And
baby Tony
and her legacy will live as like how I don't know I it's God I hope I don't ever get in this situation.
I mean, it's a crazy situation to find yourself in.
It is. I mean, off the
awkward
bat, I'm like, as an outsider, I think, I mean, people need, what's morally right is for people to go through the justice system. I mean, even the worst of the worst.
But what if you are the justice? You are the police.
Right, but you don't just carry out the sentence. You're not the...
True.
You're not the jury.
You're not the big guy.
You know, you're not the judge. So I would say the... In my cerebral mind, sitting here in a living room, I'm like, yeah, let's take him in and make this man go through the undignified process of sitting in a jail cell, being in solitary confinement. Like, I do think that life in prison in a lot of ways is worse than being, you know, executed. So,
yeah, I always think about that.
Yeah. So I would want to put him through that. Also to hear him in some ways answer for what he's done.
And let's figure out the whole mental health of it all.
But I, in that position, I would fucking kill him so fast.
I would pull his hair. Let's torture
yes,
him.
Yes, I would torture him.
I don't think he had any hair.
Oh, his pubes.
Definitely. Or his butt hair.
His butt hair. One by one.
One by
well,
one. She loves me. She's dead. Never mind. I don't want to play this game.
It's hard because it's just hard. It's what's more important to you. I get in the moment he was unable. I mean, he won't get charged with anything because it will be a crime of
passion.
Should
he though?
No. No. Absolutely not.
Wait, let's give our characters. I don't remember Brad Pitt's name, but when you say he, I want to make sure we know. You're talking about...
Sexy cop number one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the rookie. I think
Bradley
his name
Pitt.
Was Detective Morrison.
Okay. No.
Miller.
How funny was that scene when the train came? When they were in the apartment.
When I lived in New York, that's how our dorm was.
Oh, really?
It would shake every 5 minutes because we were right over the subway. And you got used to it.
How about when I forget which sin it was, talked, where you thought it was dead?
Oh, sloth.
Ooh. Yeah. So scary.
Okay, so Brad Pitt plays David Mills.
Mills.
Kevin Spacey plays John Doe.
Oh, God.
And Morgan Freeman plays Detective Lieutenant, and then it cuts off.
Okay, so we can do one of us is...
And Gwyneth is Tracy.
Okay, so one of us is Kevin Spacey. What's his name?
John Doe.
One of us is John Doe. One of us is... I forgot all the names you said.
Miller. David,
Miller.
I mean Mills.
Mills.
David okay,
Mills.
So I think one of us is David Mills, and then one of us is...
The lieutenant. Yeah, because I can't see his name.
I'll be Spacey, I guess.
Oh, you want to be Spacey? Okay, so I guess I'll be... I should probably be Brad Pitt.
Sure. You want to be the head?
I guess.
Maria?
Or you're Morgan Freeman.
Wait, I
got to... Do you want to be the head, or do you want to be Morgan Freeman? The...
Somerset. Detective Somerset. Okay,
oh, thank you. You're Somerset.
I'll be Dr. Somerset.
Okay, you can be the Somerset and also maybe the head.
Tracy,
yeah.
Where are we?
We're in the middle of the desert.
Is this at the scene?
Yeah, I think we're in the middle of the desert. I'm seeing the box.
Okay, you don't ever see her head, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So why are we going to just... Okay, because this is just going to be the scene.
So, yeah, it's just let's have you deliver your gift to me.
There's one more message for you.
What? I don't want to see this message.
There are 7 sins, you are aware.
It's over. Give up. It's time to come on in. Let's put you through the whole legal system.
Hey, Mills, calm down.
I'm calm. Let's bring him in. What is this package he's having delivered? This guy's messing with us.
You know, I've been watching you for a long time, Mills.
Don't listen to him, Mills.
I'm not listening to you.
I've watched you and your lovely wife, Gwyneth.
What do you know about my wife? What is this guy talking about?
Beautiful.
I don't know, Mills. Come on. We're trying to find the other two bodies.
I thought she was beautiful.
Here.
I couldn't stop looking at her and realizing how torn you would be if her head was torn.
What is this guy talking about?
I don't know.
He's talking about
my wife.
There
was one more sin I hadn't done yet.
Two more. One more. Sorry, I'm retiring.
What is this guy talking about? What are you talking about? Don't bring my wife into this. You stay the hell away from my wife.
There's 2 sins left. Envy and wrath. I envy your life, Mills. I've watched it from day one.
All right, enough with
the
game.
What's this guy talking
about?
And
I've seen you, and I've seen her, and I knew how I could get envy and wrath in one box.
What's in the box? What box?
It's the end of the story, Mills.
What's in the box?
All right. Come on, let's not open the box.
What's in the box?
Can someone sign for this?
Oh, what's in the box?
Don't look in the box.
I would look in the box.
What?
If you wanted to finish this off, Mills.
What's in the box?
Handle with care.
What's in the box?
This side up.
What's in the box?
Everyone calm down!
You didn't. You wouldn't.
Don't do it, Mills. Don't do it. Don't do it
if you
do it.
She was so... sad you weren't gonna meet your child.
No.
What's in the box?
Mills.
I gotta get this guy. I gotta put a bullet in his little head.
No, don't. Think about it.
This is all I've ever wanted. Envy and wrath. Now finish me off.
Don't do it.
Or are you man enough to stop my 7 deadly sins?
I love that woman. She was...
You never even got to meet little Tony.
No. Don't know his name was Tony.
I'm sure he would have been a baseball player.
I gotta do it.
No, Mills, no! No! She shot him. She shot him.
He.
And see.
You have to. Kill him.
Really? You couldn't, like, talk it out? I thought you were gonna try, like, hey, I'm gonna make you suffer. I'm going to make you suffer in prison, bitch.
Oh, I'm going to, pluck everyone in your butt.
But you're in the moment. You're just going, I think you have to do it. I mean, there's just no way. Is it morally right to do?
No.
No, but I don't think you have a choice in that moment.
I mean, I think, wait, let's go back. Let's just go right back in. Let's go right back.
Mills, I was talking to your wife.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Just shut up. Just shut up.
She was excited about little Tony coming to the earth.
I'm killing you. I'm sorry. I can't. You're dead. You're dead.
Your father's name is Anthony.
No. Scene's
so
over,
so we thought,
Derek,
we went with Tony.
I just think you couldn't not kill them. Like, they killed your family.
Yeah.
They're dead.
What hope do you have left?
And it's like, if you could, I mean, I just think the right thing, this is one of those things where the right thing to do, obviously, like, I don't believe in the death penalty, you know, so I do think, like,
but there's something in the passion of the moment, in the, it's kind of like someone swinging at you and you swinging back. It's like, it's that same.
You're not thinking, oh, I'm going to make the world a better place by not killing him.
No.
I have a gun. He's on his knees. I just saw my wife's head decapitated.
He never sees the head, though.
Yes, he does.
No, only Morgan Freeman sees the head.
But he confirms that it is the head. So this is the thing. I think actually it would have been a whole just feeling in the moment, because I was very in that.
I could tell. Amanda had Amanda had her hand up in the pistol position.
But those are scissors, by the way. That's not a gun.
But I think it would be different. It would be a lot easier to not kill him if the box wasn't present.
Mm.
The box being there really changes things for me.
Right. Yes. I mean, they do a very good job in the movie of he's deciding back and forth of whether he should kill her and that him, and then her face literally flashes for a split second into, like, on the screen, and so you get that he can't control himself. He sees her face and he literally just...
That's how it would be for me.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys think that character comes to regret his choice?
Mm-mm. No.
What happens to Mills?
That's another fan fiction. So where do we think he goes?
I think he definitely gets... I don't know. I feel like just to refresh everyone's memory, I love that movie. Now I'm starting to remember that Morgan Freeman's last name in the movie
is Detective Somerset.
This was his last case.
Yeah. It was the last one. He's retiring.
This is the classic, hey, do you want to write a movie? It's going to be about a rookie. And a guy's like, this is my last one, kid. I ain't ever getting into it again. I think, I got to be honest, I think somehow Somerset is in with the law. We all know how crooked the law is these days.
Of course.
And he's like...
Sometimes. A lot of people are doing really great work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Great work. I think somehow I don't know. I was going to say Somerset's like, put the fingerprints on him. He killed himself.
Well,
that we make it look like Kevin Spacey got the gun from Brad Pitt and killed himself.
A bunch of people saw him kill him, though. Because there were helicopters going.
Yeah,
and
I gotta say, there's been a lot of things like that. And
there's no way he's serving any time.
Skidmore bully, mm-hmm. Maria.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone kind of goes, Kevin Spacey had a weapon. He took a step forward.
Yeah.
You know, I know there were helicopters and stuff.
Yeah, wired too, so they all hear it. Don't listen to him. Oh man, what a great movie.
Yeah.
I know, but honestly, it's like, it would be worth it to kill that guy, even if you had to serve a little time.
And at the end of the day, like,
also, everyone's going to call you a pussy if you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
And that's
dude, that guy had your wife's head in a box, and you, like, told him, like, we should figure out mental health issues.
Yeah, he'd be ragged on for the rest of his life.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what should have happened? Morgan Freeman should have stepped in, grabbed the gun, and killed him.
But do you think it was therapeutic for Brad Pitt to kill him?
Well, I think there's going to be an element of shame there, because in a way he's going to feel shame and guilt that he fulfilled this guy's plan.
But let's not forget, Mills already has guilt because he hasn't been around Gwenny. Like, he's been taking this case so serious, because isn't she like...
Well, she
wondering
met,
what's going on and like,
well,
if
yeah,
she's ever...
I mean, there was one part in the movie that kind of confused me.
Morgan and her are kind of flirting.
Right. She goes and has breakfast with Morgan Freeman and says, I hate this city. I hate wherever we are. I think they're in New York. And I'm pregnant, but I don't know whether to have the baby or not.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people that are married and have been high school sweethearts. Yeah. And it's like... And he tells her, hey, if you're going to not keep it, never tell him.
Interesting.
So I don't understand.
Wow, that's another big one.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why that happened.
Well, maybe she wasn't sure she wanted to stay with him.
Won't you stay with me? How's your
all I need?
Uh-oh, Matt's doing.
Matt Gourley.
Oh, no.
At the gates of
But I
won't back down. I won't back.
Tits and ass. Buy yourself a fancy pair.
So, yeah, maybe that is something where if he would have known about her...
The baby?
About her misgivings, that maybe he wouldn't have killed Kevin Spacey.
What?
Why?
She's already dead.
That's fucked up.
I think if he would have known...
He would have been like, she was a bitch.
Yeah, if she was going to leave him.
She deserved it?
No. Not that she deserved it, but just that he thought he had a life that maybe he didn't have.
No, I mean, I think what that would have made it even worse that he, in a way, when he's killing Kevin Spacey, he's also killing himself because he let this happen. Because it was his neglect and his obsession with this case and inability to be there for her that resulted in her getting murdered. So... it's like, in a way, that could have even made it worse because he would have been so mad at himself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if she's at that point where she's like maybe going to leave him and doesn't want to have his baby. I mean, a lot of that, because I don't remember how really developed her character was in the movie. I don't think it was
very
developed.
There was a lot of smiling.
Yeah. So it's really kind of like she's perfect and he's neglecting his perfect life. Right.
All that she wants is one baby.
It's gone tomorrow now. All that she wants is another baby. Head in a box.
Head in a box. It's a head in the box.
Head in a box.
Head in the box.
What's in the box?
Head in the box.
Every time I see an Amazon box on my door.
Baby.
What's in the box?
Baby, you gotta change the litter box. What's in the box?
Yeah, these are all great memes. Boy,
litter jokes.
When your boyfriend's about to propose.
What's in the box?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's what I do when I go to Redbox.
What's in the box?
When I get my blue apron.
Yeah. What's in the box?
I feel like if Seven came out in this Twitter era, it could have been the what's up.
Oh, yeah.
What's in the box?
He's good in that, man. He's
Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's good. A fucking great actor.
Yeah, I know. He's great.
I love that movie so much.
He's a star.
Yeah, star
there
quality.
Are some people you just see and you go, my God, that's a star. Tom Cruise. My God.
Oh, my God.
My God.
And he looks amazing.
He looks great. You say give him all the money because he is
who says that?
Everybody. I say give him all
he's
the money.
He's making the movies. Yeah.
He's making the movies.
He's bringing in the box
money.
Office. What's in the box office?
What's in the box? When the numbers come in for my opening weekend. What's in the box?
So I think let's go around and give our final thoughts. I mean, it's so hard for me because I'm like, yeah, logically, I'm like, don't kill this guy. Don't give him what he wants. But I agree with the filmmakers. I'm going to fucking kill him.
How have we figured out, though, the penalty of killing him and not killing him?
I don't think what he gets a penalty. When he
Let's just say to make this a harder situation that you have the DA after you. I mean, you got this on, let's say it's the Twitter era and it's social media. You have filmed footage of yourself shooting someone in the back of the head.
Let's say you're going
and you're
away.
You're not
going
to go to prison?
You're going away for a couple of years. Let's say, I don't think you would, but let's say
say
you are going to go away for 5 years.
Yeah, no, yeah, fine. Take me away.
Well.
God, if I would... It would also be hard for me to kill someone, I think. Like,
not in the moment. I mean, you really are
like
underestimating
it. Like you said, it's a reaction.
You are in it, man. You are in it.
Mm-hmm.
This is not like
you couldn't
thinking.
Just like scream and shoot the gun in the air.
And then it would come back down. The bullet would come back down. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. But I think in the moment, I mean, you saw how he was in that moment. He was, I mean, losing it.
But now, is that fair to the families of everyone else who was murdered? Because don't they want to see this guy go through a trial?
No.
You think everyone just wants him dead?
He's a lunatic.
Yeah, he does need to go.
It's really hard.
Isn't it funny?
Because I'm trying to find a reason why I wouldn't kill him.
I know.
I don't know why I wouldn't. Unless,
I mean, unless he's, but also he's like begging you to kill him, right?
What if that's he says, insane. I'm your father instead of like.
I'm your father and your wife's head is in the box and she was
hell
pregnant.
Hell no, I'd still kill him.
What? But But even if it was your dada?
Yeah. But I think that the thing is he wants you to kill him. That's what would make me so grossed out. Mm-hmm.
I would have tortured him. I would have shot him in the leg and then just had fun with it.
Yeah, I would shoot both his ears off.
Oh.
But I think that's even... That's who's listening now, bitch? That's doing the same, thing. Thing. That's wrath.
Can you hear me now? Shoot him in the
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
I agree. You're just playing into him. But at the end of the day, it's like, you're just some psycho. Who really cares? Like, and I am sinning right now because...
Yeah, I'm basically having the emotion you want me to have because I'm a human being. Going back to being human, Derek, when we were talking about poop.
Preaching the choir.
It's literally like, I'm having the human emotion that you caused me to have because of your actions. So
and also, I would just, you just have to own it.
Mm-hmm.
You just own it. Say, I'm here, baby. Yeah, I'm wrath, baby. Okay, come on.
How long does it take till you start dating?
About a year.
Let's say we're all the heads in the boxes and our partners are in this situation. Would you want them to kill the person?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then we got to hang out with them. Then they got to come over.
Well, just our bodies.
Well, no, my soul's in heaven. What if Kevin Spacey finds Jesus Christ before he gets shot?
He doesn't. I don't know. Maybe they're... Yeah, then we do. But
tears in heaven.
If he does go to heaven, it's like.
I saw your head. Would I see you in heaven?
Heaven. Sorry.
Heaven.
Okay, so we know we're all killing him.
Wait, but finish your thought. Sorry. We're all heads in the
box.
We're
all heads in the box. Would you want your significant other to? No, I wouldn't want my significant other to do it, to be honest.
Then they could lose
their
life,
go to jail.
And go to prison.
And I would say just let this guy go through the legal system.
He was the head telling this to Brad Pitt. Look, I know you want to do this, but just have him go through the legal system.
I wish they would have had that moment, the deleted scene of her talking.
That's what she was about
just breathe.
To say.
Just breathe. Love Put in your earplugs. Don't look.
Boy.
So were they dating in real life before this?
Yes.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
I love an on-set romance.
They were? How do you know that?
Interviews. Gwyneth and Brad were engaged. To be married. And she broke it off.
Why? Affleck?
Affleck. Well, they did start dating after. This is all from Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, not to bring another podcast into this. But he interviewed Gwyneth and they talked about Brad Pitt. And she said, you know, he was the greatest guy. She said, I was very young at the time. I was 22.
That is young.
And he wanted to settle down and he was very committed to me. And she said, my dad saw him as a son to him and that my family loved him. And I just couldn't go through with it. And then she started dating Ben Affleck. And then Dax asked if Ben Affleck was, if her family liked him. And she said, they liked him, but they didn't see him as like boyfriend material for me. And it was definitely a different relationship.
Mm. Wow. And so then Brad went on to date Jennifer Aniston.
And marry her.
Wow.
Hashtag upgrade.
You think so?
I just wanted to say upgrade. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, like...
She has a little bit more of that TNA I've been talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's Greek?
Yes. And then, of course, he went on to Angie.
Yes.
And now he's single.
He's single,
is
huh?
Is he really?
Well, he's got all those kids. I'm sure he's... Do you think he's dating anyone?
I don't know.
How
I
do
wonder.
How do you date?
If you're
Brad Pitt? You date like a publicist. You know?
Like when someone's
So
what do you do for it? Someone has to like pretend like, so what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love for him and Jen to get back together. I think that was a missed opportunity.
And then she's got divorced from husband she just
and
had.
And I think they've just been their like little disembodied figures.
But they're so different now. They're so different now.
Maybe not. Mm. I think it might be feeling like they were coming home. I think just for someone to set them up in a room together.
Really good. Okay, should we move on to the Dear Big Ones? Do we have one?
Yeah.
But I think we settled on
that. That was really fun.
Oh, good. Yeah, that was that's kind of an iconic one. We knew we had to do it at some point this season.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Dear Big Ones, I don't know how to lead into this, so I'll get right to the problem. When I'm at the grocery store, I feel very self-conscious whenever I'm buying condoms. I get anxiety over what other people in line or the cashier might be thinking. I'm usually buying it with other groceries, and I start to wonder if people are drawing conclusions for what I'm buying with the groceries, i.e. condoms plus soda equals too cheap for wine, condoms plus sandwiches equals eats in bed, condoms plus produce equals food play. The problem compounds when there are kids in line with me and I awkwardly hide the condoms under my other purchases. So, Big Ones, am I being too self-conscious, or is there the right combination of things to buy so it doesn't look awkward? Thanks for your wisdom, Anonymous.
I have a good idea.
I think I know what it is.
Anon.
Anon.
Always buy a bag of potatoes.
Oh,
and then hide,
in general?
And then hide the condoms under the bag of potatoes.
What is it, though? I mean, we don't know the age of this Anon.
It's like a cockroach running out after you lift a rock up.
How old are we, though? I'm sorry.
I know.
It is great to practice safe sex.
That's so good to say.
I mean, serious. You should brag that you're not
sure.
Like,
I know.
What?
But I have the solution.
Okay.
Buy a big box on Amazon.
Okay. Hey, what's in the box?
I mean, that's honestly not that fun of an answer.
Yeah.
But that's the solution.
A real,
yeah.
I mean, this, get a phone. Seriously, yeah. Anon, like, get a phone and Amazon app, very easy.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about it.
I mean, every once in a while, sometimes you run out, you got to run to the store. I get that. I mean, I feel the same way when I'm at CVS and I'm buying a
tampons.
Dove chocolate bar, tampons, and an Us Weekly.
And then someone's going, my God, get her. Get
now,
her. Get
now,
her
I'm going to throw this out. I'm the one boy in this situation.
Okay.
What if Anon is 14?
Mm-hmm.
Year old boy.
He might be
I'm
young.
I'm not saying we should say keep having sex.
Okay,
but
I'm assuming he's 18, because don't you have to be 18 to buy condoms?
No. That would be crazy.
Right, yeah, you can buy condoms at any age.
That would be, if you could only buy condoms at 18, that would be nuts.
And Mike, that is crazy. So you can buy them at any age.
You might be, I think, you might be
on
to something.
Because then it's going to be...
That's a whole Planned Parenthood thing we should dive into.
Wait,
because
is it legal
I think it might be 16.
Is it ever illegal to have sex?
Well,
if
it depends on which
your
is
own
which.
Age?
Like 2 14-year-olds?
Yeah. It's not illegal, right?
The condom. Okay. Even if you're under 18, you can still go to the store and buy condoms. There is no age limit.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I don't know why I thought that.
I don't know why either. Because we were taught as children that sex is
works
like
by
illegal.
Semen and sperm.
For real. That's what we were taught.
Vagina,
truly, yeah.
Even if you're under 18. Yeah.
What is that?
The condom works by keeping semen and sperm from entering the vagina.
Huh. Oh, so that's even if you're under 18.
What about animal balloons?
Doesn't say. It says how to buy condoms part one.
Yeah, just buy water balloons instead of condoms. That way people will think you're a birthday
boy. Oh, yeah, that's the real tricky
water
dick.
Balloons and condoms. And say you're doing an experiment. So it says this is a how to buy condoms website. And then... Okay, so here, this is stayteen.org.
Okay.
Stay teen, like never grow up?
Yeah, and it says, number 5 in the how to buy condoms, it says, keep your cool. So you have the condoms in your hand and you're walking up to the register and you're starting to get nervous. What is the cashier thinking? Are they judging me? Mm. Are they going to announce to people what I'm buying? The answer to all these worries is very likely no. Assuming you don't know the cashier, they're likely to care less what you're buying. Maybe the first few times someone bought condom, they found it awkward or funny. But at this point, they're probably immune to it and just thinking about getting off work. And seriously, they've seen enough people shopping that your condom purchase is likely not that big of a deal.
I like picturing Anon moving his lips to everything you said, like, because he's read that 800 times. He's like, it doesn't help me. I still shit my pants when I do it.
Well, I think you just have to. You're in and out, baby. Just get out
of
there.
Ask the girl to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweetie, if you want
to have safe sex. No, keep having safe sex and don't be ashamed. It's easier said than done.
Just buy off Amazon. That's the
thing. Don't think I'm trying to remember if I ever did that. Like I think I only did it online cuz I was too scared too. As a kid.
I mean it is I understand
or
that
I stole
it's embarrassing.
From my brother.
I mean I get embarrassed when I buy toilet paper.
Wow.
I just feel
really?
It's like intimate. I don't
always
know.
Always buy in bulk.
Well, this is why I usually Amazon stuff, but then sometimes, you know, you run out and you haven't. But you need to Amazon your condoms and have it be a monthly thing where it just keeps coming every month.
Oh, my God.
I have a couple of things
but
like
then
that.
You feel like you're running, you're like, God, I'm on back order.
Yeah.
Mm. I had 30 left last week, and now I have 500.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't want too many, too. That can be
overwhelming. That could be crazy. Yeah, and if someone finds that in your house, they're going to think you're like a player.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. We're only human.
Yeah. I think that's and the lesson like, for today, is we are only human.
I know.
And to, it's better to be nervous about what someone's going to think than to be nervous on how you're going to raise this child.
Okay, that's very good. That's so interesting.
Or abortion.
Yeah, that's so true.
Keep having safeties.
It's way more embarrassing to like walk
to have
in,
a kid.
Yeah.
It's more embarrassing to say, I'm your dad.
Yeah, to say, I'm your dad. Where do you want to go for ice cream? Well, guys, I think we did.
This is fun.
This is fun, right?
Derek, you're such a great guest.
Oh, this was so much fun.
So Drunk History is done for right now, but it comes back.
In the summer sometime. I'm not sure when, but
in the summer,
I think July.
Oh, your birthday present.
Oh,
nice birthday present to
you. Guys, let's all watch it. Yeah, so there's 8 more.
That's so exciting.
The first one I'm very excited about. It's like, you know, Drunk History is like a new thing. Well, mm-hmm. we did one for... Believe It or Not, kind of like a tribute to the old like Ripley's Believe It or Not, and I'm very excited about that.
Well, what stories are in that one?
That one's about Lawn Chair Larry.
Okay,
remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was sick that day. I couldn't play the part.
These are all the ones that you weren't in. The Greenbrier Ghost. I'm kidding.
I know that's the Believe
that's
It or
the
Not.
One when
people
you were
are going.
A ghost.
People are going. Where is she? I can't believe Maria's not in these.
And then the Phineas Gage.
I was in that.
I know.
Oh.
I was making a joke.
Oh.
You're in all of them. You're my favorite, Maria.
Aww. Amanda was in one. Did you see your episode?
Did you like it? Did you see it?
Yeah. I feel like I saw it.
Okay.
I may not have seen it.
Well, you were very funny.
It was a love episode.
I was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I saw someone sent me part of it that like through a text that I watched, but I don't like watching myself.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Well, you're always so good.
Thank you. Thanks
so,
for having me.
So, do you want people to find you, Derek, online?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, sure. You guys can find me on the... my dad, by the way, well, like, you know, like, we have to, like, tweet, like, social stuff when, like, the show's on. He's like, I would suggest you start using your Twitter a little more.
Tweeter!
I thought that was really cool.
That's nice.
I would suggest
cool.
you start using your Twitter a little, like, more than, like, an hour before it airs.
I mean, that's solid advice.
It is. Can you just outsource, though? Because who wants to really
you
be on social
media? You should hire a Twitter like,
oh,
for
God,
your personal...
Oh, God, that's the end of my life.
A personal Twitter.
This
right?
is
I know,
my
it's
Twitter
like,
I know.
Friend.
But they tweet as you. I know. It's all horrible.
Hey, guys, it's me, Derek.
Don't forget, use your Peloton today. I do. Hashtag
it's
fun.
All Peloton Hashtag- content.
Maybe we should try to get a free Peloton.
I used to weigh a ton. Now I'm Peloton.
Do you think that we could get a free Peloton?
No. There's a Peloton store down on Old Town, Colorado.
I vouch for Peloton. Peloton. I would like to get some vouchers for Peloton.
Yeah.
I really will stand by them.
You've got room for it. Do you have room for it?
Yeah, we've got the second bedroom.
You'd put it in there?
I'd put it in there against a wall, and I'd just go. I'd run. I'd go.
Just keep going.
I'd keep going. I'd never stop.
I'd be cool if it were outside to get some wind on your face.
You get a fan.
A window. That's a good idea.
Well, what about the fan?
Is there a built-in fan?
No, but you could turn on a fan on the ceiling.
Okay.
If you got one.
Interesting. Yeah.
I just think maybe we can start kind of... Look, for a long time we tried to get on the Goodyear blimp.
Mm.
They didn't hear us. We were screaming at the top of our lungs, and they heard us for a little bit, and then they stopped listening.
Yeah. And we stopped screaming. So
Craig can't get you up there?
No. No, and we've tried. Believe me, we've tried.
So what's our new goal then?
The Peloton or Peloton?
Peloton, P-E-L.
Peloton. Remember when I tried to get the pistol shrimps sponsored by the air fryer?
Yes. Oh, I want to.
I've heard about this.
I'm considering an air fryer.
It's really nice, especially when reheating food.
So how often are you using it?
I used to use it a lot more, but it is nice. It is nice to warm up food.
I bet, because like you put a piece of pizza in there, right?
Very nice.
Okay, that's interesting, but I don't know. I don't have the space. I love...
Derek, where can people find you on Twitter?
Oh, Derek Waters with two S's.
And what about Instagram?
DW34.
Oh, Okay.
Cute.
Okay. Yep. That's me.
Well, guys.
And my email.
Oh, you want your
email? No, don't give your email.
You want people sending you scripts and stuff?
I love scripts. PDF, please. Don't give me that rich text format. Don't give me that rich text. Don't want no rich text format. This is like, I don't want no short dick. But yeah. I was like, what was that song? Don't want no short dick, man.
No,
that
I don't
really
know.
Fucked me up as a kid.
A short dick
I was like,
man?
I guess no one wants me.
When you look at your, when
I'm
when,
short.
When you're,
and a dick.
When you get a new message in your inbox. What's in the box?
Oh, nice. Inbox. Full circle.
Yeah.
Full box. Yeah. Four full corners.
Yeah. Anymore?
When you order that Happy Meal.
Oh, I was going to say that, and they got new toys.
Yeah.
When what's there's a new the toy. What's in the box?
A lot of boxes. Yeah, a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Derek, thank
when
you so much.
When you go to that
much.
Squarespace and you're like,
what's in the
I don't even know what Squarespace is.
It's a website builder.
Yeah, it's like a template based.
Yeah, I liked my red box better. Mm-hmm. What's in the red box?
Yeah.
Well, Derek, thank you so much for being on
The Big Ones.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.